Hi guys, welcome back to my channel. Today I wanted to talk about something that might be considered a little bit of a hot take. I have noticed a lot of people seem to have been slating Emma Chamberlain, specifically with her podcast, because that is the main thing that she really does nowadays. Just in case you've been living under a rock for the past decade, Emma Chamberlain is one of the most successful YouTubers. She's one of the most successful creators, and it's not really questionable. She was able to take the influencer and the celebrity and really merge them into one, and not many people are able to do that. I think the reason that she was able to do that is because she always kind of kept true to herself and her roots. Her content was simple. It was the daily, weekly vlogs. It was making coffees, it was going for walks, making breakfast, doing a bit of meditation, and it was all very relatable content. And then obviously when she went into the fashion world, she still seemed to keep a level head. When she went out into the celebrity world, she still appeared to be the same person, so people continued to watch her. She then took a break for her mental health. She felt like she was creating content for the sake of creating it, which is what we hear from a lot of influencers that have been on the platform for a really long time. But she does now upload when she feels like she has something interesting to show us, and she does her podcast. And this is where I think the problems have started. Online, she has been getting so much crap from people, and I don't think it's warranted. I think that the people that are given the crap are really the people that need to look at themselves, and it's slightly more complicated than that. I don't think that they're bad people at all, but I do think this is a problem we see with the viewer and creator, and that's what I want to discuss today. So Emma has been doing her podcast for a while now. She did get a Spotify deal for probably a hell of a lot of money, and she tends to discuss quite surface level topics, and that in and itself is not a problem. I think that there are people who probably listen to the podcast around the 12 to 17 age mark that really can resonate with the stuff that she's talking about, and that is kind of the age that people have always resonated with Emma. And that is a major point that I'm going to make here. It's where Emma is in her life. We've seen videos that have been surfacing mostly on TikTok. I'm going to show you some of the opinions that people have had and why they feel like Emma should be changing her content or doing something different with her content. But I firstly just want to make the point that Emma does say a lot that she doesn't believe that people need to go to college and university. And I do think that is okay for some people. And I do think that university and college is pushed on a lot of people, but it's not necessarily as helpful as it used to be. But I do still believe that there is a space for the educational system, and it is necessary. And with the rise of homeschooling and wild schooling, I think it's important to remember that education is important, but college and university isn't for everyone. But when Emma talks about it, she is coming from a place where she didn't have further education, and I believe she dropped out of school early, but that's because she was already on the path to success on her channel. And the people who tell you you don't need to go to university because they didn't and they're successful are telling you that from hindsight. You don't hear about the thousands of people who drop out of education and don't make it, struggle to get jobs for the rest of their lives, are in bad places because of it, financially, emotionally. And that isn't everyone. But just remember that when somebody is in a privileged position telling you that they didn't go to college so you don't need to, you need to look at that with a bit of perspective. See where you are at the moment. Are you at home without a job or the prospect of a job or doing something already on the road to success? Or are you just at home hoping to make it but actually haven't done anything yet and are just going to drop out of college? Because they are very different things, and especially with all of the man bosses and girl bosses and everything that you see on TikTok and the internet right now, there is still a place for college, and I am not disputing that, despite what I'm going to talk about now.
Chamberlain's podcasts, like, a lot of her messaging was basically saying you don't need to go to college to succeed in life. And yes, that worked out for her and her situation, but being someone who's 25 and who has gone to college, I'm like, girl. Like in one of her episodes, she was interviewing the founder of Bodhi, which is like a men's luxury brand. And she was basically like, do you think college limited your creativity? And the founder was like, no, like it helped me learn a lot. And so what I'm trying to say is college, yes, is not needed to be successful, but learning is so important.
I genuinely don't say this to be rude, but Emma Chamberlain's podcast genuinely is just a girl that needs to go to college. I'm not saying that in the way that means, oh, she's dumb, she needs to go to college. She's just clearly a girl that needs to riff ideas with people. And sometimes they need a little feedback, right? Like, I think sometimes she gets it a little in her echo chamber. I also think she could benefit a lot from being guided in her studies, literary, philosophical. I also think it would give her a lot of stuff to talk about because she wouldn't be just thinking of content ideas on her own. She would instead be guided by a syllabus or just get ideas from being out in academic spaces, which is clearly the direction that she wants to take her podcast. Like, she's wanting to take it in this more philosophical, psychological.
So as you've just seen, there are many people online who are discussing Emma Chamberlain and thinking that she needs to go to college, she needs to get a college education to have a better understanding of the world and to be more philosophical and to have more things to talk about. And yet, maybe if Emma had have gone to university or to college, or if she was to go now, then she would have more philosophical thought. However, Emma's not stupid. She has built a multi-million dollar empire. She does have a head on her shoulders. The things that she talks about and the thoughts that she might be having now that some people say they had when they were younger, again, it's perspective. You may have had those thoughts when you were younger because you were in a different place in life. You were having a different experience than what Emma was having. And she's having those thoughts now, and there's nothing wrong with that. But I think that there is this need inside of people that when they are following creators and they're following them for a very long time, they feel involved in their life, they want to see a parallel line with their growth and their life stages and the person that they are watching that they felt connected to. But that is not always how it goes. And in this new age of online relationships, parasocial relationships with people, it can be easy to become upset when that person that you had such a connection to is no longer growing with you or doing, talking about, interested in the things that you are. But that's okay. You can just go on and find another creator, another person out there. There's many of us who have the same feelings as you do or are talking about the same things that you're interested in. We can't just force one person into a particular box because we want them to be the same as us and to grow the same as us. And that's why a lot of content creators eventually give up, because they see success for such a long time being a particular person with a particular persona, and when they try to change that, the fans riot, they're not happy. But they can't just make content and live their life for other people. I used to love the tweenies when I was a kid, but now I wouldn't go and watch the tweenies. I like true crime, I like documentaries. That's not something I would have been interested in as a child or should have been watching. It's something I'm interested in now, but I changed my TV shows to match where I am at life, what my interests are, what I want to learn about. I can still say I used to love the tweenies and that will still stay true, but I no longer watch it, and that's okay. But we put this pressure on content creators as the viewer without even realising we're doing it. And I do think that some of the videos that are being made are disrespectful. They are coming from a place of, well, I think that you should be talking about this and I think that you should be liking this and enjoying this. But you need to turn that in on yourself and ask yourself, why is it that you want her to do that? Why is it that you think that would be better for her? Because it was better for you? I think we need to remember and realise that content creators are people that grow and change. and we will grow and change, and we're not always going to grow and change in the same ways. Just like relationships that don't work, people that grow apart. I think in the last 15 years with the rise of YouTubers and influencers, we see so much more of them than we used to with celebrities and with the other people that we used to watch back on TV. Because we see so much more, and because it can be 24/7, there's lives, there's talking to each other, there's interacting with fans or followers or subscribers. People have a much more intimate connection with that person, and then they feel the disappointment even stronger. It is as if they're losing a friend. Emma talked about things that other people deem to be childish, or things that she should have moved on from, or things that she should have already been believing in or thinking. She's had a completely different life. She's done so many things that I will never do, and so many things that the people that are in college or university will never have done. So yeah, she might be behind in certain philosophical questions, thoughts and feelings, but she's still also done so much. Another thing that can happen is when a creator starts from absolutely nothing and ends up with a lot of money. Some people do completely lose sight, and they lose all understanding of what it was like before they had that money, and that I definitely agree. Some people start to lose perspectives. They completely forget that not everybody has it the way they have it or didn't used to have it. So that bit I get, but the bit that I don't understand is then people who have been watching them, supporting them, cheering them on, then get mad when they make the money and they get the success that you clearly thought they deserved because you were watching them. And then they will go out and buy a nice car, or their house gets bigger, or their lifestyle does change. We can't be mad at them for not staying exactly where they were, because they've made that money. They deserve to be able to spend it. So I think it's an interesting thing that I've seen time and time again, and I will be guilty of doing this myself, especially when I was growing out of certain creators, and I would feel not mad at them, but just a bit disappointed and annoyed, and even at myself, because it also, you have to look at yourself and reflect on what's changed. And I think that's something I struggle with. I struggle when I am going through changes and I no longer like things that I did, or because it signifies growing up, it signifies being different than I was, and I struggle with that and letting go of things and feeling guilt from changing. So I think a lot of people, it probably stems from that as well, because they don't want to believe that they're the ones that have changed, so it must be that person, when really they're just growing in separate directions. So that is what I wanted to talk about today, because I just think this guilt that an entitlement that a lot of viewers have about the people they're watching, it almost takes away from the whole point of why YouTube and influencers became popular in the first place. We used to watch influencers and enjoy watching them because they were just like us. They had problems like us. They changed like us. They were real. But now we almost forget that they are people, and we want them to stay the same and only do what we want them to do. But that, it's not TV. It's not a TV show. It is real people, and those people will change. They'll make mistakes. They'll grow. They'll like new things, get new style. It's just life. So I find it really interesting at where we are right now, and I'd love to know your opinions. If anybody disagrees or agrees, please let us know down below. I love to have discussions. I always say this, I like to discuss, but please don't fight. We don't have to argue. We can have different opinions and still have a actual discussion. So that is everything for now. Wherever that you are, I hope that you have a lovely morning, day or night, and I will see you again next time. Bye.